Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. Remember, we always want to hear from you, so use hashtag Vikings Connected on all of your social media. So at the beginning of the show, we talked about a new game show we're going to have each week. It's called Words with Teammates. We're going to pair two players together as a team, and they have to give each other clues to help guess the right word.
Correct. So kind of like a password if you're old enough like us. Or
speak for yourself.
Or like Taboo for maybe the younger kids, but without the buzzer.
Without that.
So this week, to debut of the show, we're going to have Teddy Bridgewater and Mike Wallace, and you're going to see a side of Teddy Bridgewater that I never thought I'd see. So take a look and enjoy.
I'm Mike Wallace.
I'm Teddy Bridgewater, and we're planning to raise money for the Breast Cancer Society, developing some chemistry on and off the field.
Believe that.
For round one, we're going to go with sports.
Round one, sports.
Ready? Let's do it.
You ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Allen Iverson had a mean
crossover.
You're wearing, during the games, we call it being...
Jersey.
No, being... everybody know Corbin fought at par, spit that par. TNT.
Charles Barkley.
There we go. Auburn, number 34.
Bo Jackson.
There we go. Bases loaded in baseball. You hit it out the park.
Grand slam.
There we go. Tennis player, one of the best African-American tennis player, female.
Serena Williams.
About to go run, not a decathlon, but a...
Aaron.
No.
No.
Round one score, 5.
I should have got mic'd up. I got to do a better job.
My best one was Charles Barkley's. Barkley.
Yeah. That one. For sure.
That one.
Everybody know Kobe, 40 points, 50 points. Let me tell you something. Krispy Kreme donut is round like a rim. Got a little hole in the middle. Best player in the league.
We go world.
It's up to you, man. What's your choice? Food, world, Minnesota.
Let's go food.
Round two, we're going to go with food.
Let's eat.
Round two, food.
You eat this at the movies,
popcorn.
You put it on top of your food. You can put it in grits.
A butter.
No.
Give me the next one.
Pan. If you don't have enough money to afford steaks, what else would you eat?
Next.
Oh my God. This goes with steaks. You eat it with a steak.
Baked potatoes.
Good. You drink this to get strong, but it's not white.
Chocolate. Milk.
You eat this every morning with strawberries. Yeah. It's candy. Squirmy.
Oh, gummy worms.
Round two score, 5. For a total of 10.
Pork chops, man. You're young. Pork you want to eat steaks, but you don't have enough money for steaks. You eat pork chops.
Bro, you say I put this on grits.
I don't eat brown sugar. I thought it was on grits. Oh, man. Pork chops, man. If you don't have enough money for steaks, bro, you got to know it's pork chops if you want to eat steaks.
I'm a substitute for chicken, man.
How is pork chops a substitute for chicken?
Because
we just have to do a better job of describing.
I don't know anybody who eat brown sugar on grits.
I don't eat brown sugar at all. What are you going on, sweet potato pie?
Yeah, you put on sweet potato pie.
You know that.
See?
We'll get, we're going to win the next round.
I'll describe.
All right, he can
make
describe.
It easy for world.
World.
Yes.
Round three. The world.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your first quarterback.
Ben. Big Ben.
Mm-hmm. The water that's on the east of America.
How you gonna do me that, bro? I don't know. Ocean.
Pacific. Which one? No.
Indian.
No, the other one.
Atlantic.
There we go. Not. Where are we now? What continent is this?
North America.
Opposite of that.
South America.
Uh-huh. A prison. You always hear about it. Not Al Capone.
Alcatraz.
It's in the trees.
It's rainforest.
Mm-hmm. Fidel Castro. Cuba.
Damn.
I didn't know.
The Pope.
There we go.
I say Fidel
the Pope?
Castro. That's definitely not the Pope. I can see it through the card.
Where's the Pope at?
Yeah, in Rome, bro.
That boy said Fidel Castro.
Round three score, 5. For a grand total of 15. That is a great score.
I knew I should have got rid of that one.
The Pope, bro. How you figure I was gonna know that? That was the worst question.
I knew I wasn't gonna get it
the
myself.
Pope, I wouldn't have got that.
I knew I wasn't gonna get it
he's
myself.
He's the father of everybody. But he's not God. He's the Pope.
Dang, man,
that was our lucky number, 5 out of 7. So
that's about what, 15 out of 21? Not bad. But thanks for watching us, and hopefully we can come out with the win.
So I had no idea Teddy was such an impressionist.
I
mean, it is spot on, Charles Barkley.
That's the part that I'm like, I didn't expect to see him break out the voice and
right?
talk about Charles Barkley. I mean, he seems so like calm and mild-mannered. Like, I didn't think he'd break out an impression.
He's got humor on
he
the
does
inside,
have humor.
Right?
Like you saw in the beginning, they're playing for a charity. And so what's going to happen is these teams, the total number of points that they had after the three rounds, mm-hmm. whoever has the most points as a team, they get $2,000 to
nice.
Donate to their favorite charity. So
oh, great.
Right now, it's Teddy and Mike Wallace, week one in the lead with 15. So
it's the score to beat.
It's the score to beat.